Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
The radio show that knows truth is always stranger than fiction.
Week Monday, I get shoes.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Because they're too real to be part of my imagination.
On Talk Radio.
Late Night Alternative, I'm Ian Lee.
Catherine Boyle.
Sam is
I'm Alan Kenick.
I wasn't there yet. Sam's on the phone. Who are you, caller?
I'm Alan Kenick.
Welcome. We are treating each day as though it were our last. We just don't know. I do know it's a three-day week here at Talk Radio. For goodness sakes, of course we're not on the election night. Why would we be? They've got between 10 and 1, Julia Hartley Brewer.
Oh, boring.
Between 1 and 6 in the morning, Mike Graham.
Hmm?
Between 6 and 10, Julia Hartley Brewer.
Friday breakfast is normal.
And then between 10 and 1 on Friday morning, it's Mike Graham. The Mike Graham and Julia Hartley Brewer Marathon. And of course, we thought we'd be in on Friday night to give you the late night alternative. But no, 24 hours later, they want to give you a 3-hour election broadcast. As was noted on Twitter, don't forget, on Boxing Day on Talk Radio, between 10 and 1, they'll be doing a Christmas Day special. So we won't be here, guys. It's a three-day week. Who knew? Our tech op did. We didn't. But we will be, Alan, we will be doing a late-night alternative election special Thursday night between 9.30 and 11.30 exclusively on twitch.tv/IanLee. Won't cost you a penny, absolutely free. You can listen to the show, even better. You can watch the show from our luxury £2.5 million studios we've had built. We've got swingometers, we've got cats. It's going to be, we've got an American correspondent,
it's
Chuck Winkle.
It's going to be a serious business.
It's going to be serious. This is our audition for the new race, audition for Times. Let's hope the Times is watching us. We will be live between 9.30 and 11.30 giving you the latest updates. But people are saying, well, the first results won't come out to 11. Doesn't matter. We're going to phone Russia and find out who wins.
We got the exit poll, which was released after 10 o'clock.
Exactly. But we're going to go straight to Putin's mouth and find out exactly who's won what, where and when and why.
So it depends if there's any doping involved.
Literally no idea what that was. So join us this Thursday. Go there now. If you set up an account, it's free. You can message us during the show. twitch.tv/IanLee. 2-hour bonanza. You'll be able to hear us. You'll be able to see us. And more importantly, you'll be able to Skype in as well. Details to follow. But Alan, we are here not to promote our business, not to jump on bits of driftwood as though we were rats leaving the Titanic.
Let's look at the here and now.
We are looking at the here and indeed the what, Alan?
The here and now.
The here And now, who knows what tomorrow brings? Who knows? Who knows? I've got a pretty good idea, and it's bankruptcy and debt. But, and dull, dull radio, but in the meantime, here and now, we bring you the late night alternative. First caller of the night, Alan Caddick. Alan, who died this weekend?
My radar has been turned off for today because I've been focusing on other things.
Oh, so you don't know about Big Bird being dead?
What?
Gosh, I'm sorry, I should have broken it to you.
You should have let him sit down
first. Oscar the Grouch is dead!
No, Big Bird.
No, but he did Oscar the Grouch as well.
Why? Why? Why?
It was the same person that did Big Bird. Why? And Oscar the Grouch.
Because they all did multiple roles.
Mm-hmm. A bit like Jim Henson when he did Kermit the Frog.
Did he? Well, that's just a rumour, Alan. We don't know that for sure. And Jim's not here to defend himself, so let's leave it at that.
Anyway, I've been wrapping up Christmas presents.
Oh, I was going to do it this weekend, and you know what? I couldn't be arsed.
Well, I did all mine today.
Okay.
And I'm over here from the university, so I can tell you what they've got.
Go on then, yeah, tell us.
My dad, he's got a new drill because his old drill was stolen when the allotment said we're broken into.
A new drill?
No, drill.
Drill. I thought he said draw. I'd love a draw for Christmas.
Have you got a drill?
He did have one, but it was stolen when the allotment said we're broken into.
I've got a drill. I've got... Maybe you should buy him a padlock for the allotment shed.
I did. Okay. We did, and we got a burglar alarm as well.
Okay.
They both got nicked.
Okay. Okay, big boy. Okay, big boy.
And for me, Mum, she likes cooking with Nadia Hussain. I've got her all.
Does she know her then? What, does she know her then?
No, she's a big fan of hers.
Oh, I thought you said when she liked cooking with Nadia, that she would go around to the kitchen and... Okay.
She's a big fan of her, so I've got like all four Nadia Hussain's cookbooks.
Oh, you're good, man.
And with Robert, I got him a personalised Wolverhampton Wanderers mug.
Oh!
He's a Wolverhampton Wanderers fan.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
But unfortunately, Robert won't be down to the new year because he's gone off a dog. A Yorkshire Terrier Chihuahua Cross.
Well, I'm furious by the sounds of it.
No, his name's Ruben.
So why can't he go anywhere? I mean, dogs have legs, we'll travel, no?
He can't get anyone to look at him because he's only a small puppy.
Can't you bring it?
No, my mum wouldn't let the dog in the house because with her bad legs and with her going on dialysis, it might affect it.
Yeah, you're right. The dog could affect dialysis. Okay, well, it sounds like you've done your wrapping. Well done. I'm very, very proud of you, Alan, and we're all proud of you. How is Mum?
Well, she's going pins and needles in her hand. It's probably a side effect from the operation.
Could be.
Because of lots of circulation. But she's got an appointment in 6 weeks, and we're going to check that, and hopefully be better by then.
Beautiful, beautiful. I was thinking about your mum this weekend, genuinely. She propped into my... Cass pulling her face as though I'm about to say something vulgar.
What are you doing?
Cass, what are you doing? This is Alan's mum! What are you doing?
She's a very attractive woman.
Maybe
comments all over the place.
Yeah, Kath, shame on you. You're a troll. I was thinking nice thoughts about his mum.
Tell me, what were you thinking?
Oh, no, I was just thinking. She popped into my head and I thought, I wonder how Alan's mum is getting on. I hope she's okay.
Yeah.
I was banging one out to her.
God, don't put that image in our heads.
Well, I'm sorry, Alan, you had to hear that. I was thinking nice thoughts of her. Send her my love, won't you, Al?
I will, Lynn.
Nice one, mate. And sorry to have broken the news to you about Big Bird in such a gross manner. 03444991000. You can watch the show tonight until the Wi-Fi goes wonky, which may be in about an hour. Periscope.tv/Ian Lee. What are they going to do, sack me?
Well, we'll see.
We'll see. We just don't know. This is the late night alternative. Some weeknights from 10, we don't always know which ones until the last minute on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Contact Talk Radio.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Dead of Night Discourse for Disco Queens.
I'm related to Jedward and Dolly Parton.
Dairy Farmers.
Aye, aye.
And Distant Fathers.
Yeah, whatever.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Doing lots of things that we don't know about, we can't control.
On Talk Radio.
Yes, great.
03444991000. We are an election and a Brexit-free station. Let's try something here. Let's just try, I'm just going to throw this out into the ether and see what happens.
Okay.
Hello, Susan.
Good evening.
You were first.
Hello.
Hello.
I've got this mat, okay, and I've got that in Aldi. It was only £2.99. It has Merry Christmas on it, and it's outside. And I got the music that go like separate from it from B&M. So when you stand on the carpet, it sings the carol songs. So when people don't know it, there's another one here. Look, oh, it's the same one. We have two different musics on here.
Two different musics, you say?
She's booby trapped.
Why would you do such a thing, Susan? What is this hell?
Well, I don't know if the postman stood on it at the moment, but right. When you stand on it, you get different sounds of the carols. Oh, yeah.
Here we go. Here's the other musics.
So I know who's coming into the house.
You've got genuine Christmas glee pouring yes. out of you. That's wonderful. I couldn't be bothered to buy a Christmas tree this weekend. I felt
well,
so
I tell
miserable.
You what, it's so cheap and cheerful. As I say, the mat's separate. You get them in Aldi with Merry Christmas on.
Yes.
And B&M stores,
yes.
That was £4.99, the music thing. You put it under the mat and then it goes on when you stand on it.
Fantastic. Have you got all your Christmas decorations up?
Yes. Yeah, we've got a lovely tree. I've got the lights and that outside in the front. That looks lovely when the grandchildren and that come round.
Yes.
It's nice.
Don't let them in.
And it's nice to see all the lights. You know, it's lovely and pretty. Yeah.
Oh, well, jolly good for you. Well, seasons... It feels too early to me to say Merry
it's
Christmas.
Me that got it. My husband didn't get it. I got it. Every time they step on it by mistake, you hear them.
Well, it's December the 9th. Monday, December the 9th. I'm guessing by Wednesday, December the 11th, you'll be sick of it.
Well, it's outside. It's not inside. It's outside.
Okay, well, then that's
good.
So
news. I'm all right like that.
Nice one, Susan. Well, thanks for sharing that with us.
No, that's all right. It's a good show. I've just finished preparing food for tomorrow.
Hmm?
My mother-in-law's coming round, and I thought I'd get preparation done. You know,
what have you made?
Thing. Oh, well, I've made a batter, you know, what do you call it? You know Yorkshire pudding batter,
yeah,
homemade.
Yeah.
They're going to have a set of chopped... instead of a sausage toad, they're having a chop toad with it.
Oh, flipping yeah. heck, man!
Yeah.
Susan!
Made.
Oh,
yeah.
I could,
so that'd be nice.
I can order a chop toad right now.
Oh,
my mum used to cook it years ago.
Oh, that sounds good. Well, you enjoy it, and thank you for the little Christmas vibe. Thank you, Susan. Bye bye. Oh, that sounds right. I made a shepherd's pie at the weekend. Turns out shepherd's pies are really easy to make, and it lasted me all weekend. I made a massive one for four, and had it lunch Saturday, dinner Saturday, lunch Sunday, dinner Sunday. And it was wonderful.
The best thing about that whole thing of you cooking, one, that you're embracing life.
And
feeding yourself
the death
properly.
Of the sheep.
And not just eating frozen pizzas,
which
are good.
I had one today.
Not every day.
Yeah.
Is that you found the recipe online and it came with some great recommendations.
Have you got them? Recommendations. Let me find it. Hang on a minute. There was the review. Hang on. BBC.
Is it BBC Food?
Shepherd's Pie. Because a few come up. This was the simple one, right? No fuss shepherd's pie, right? So this is what I made. Nice and simple. Beautiful. I thoroughly recommend it. And then there are the reviews. Oh, they've taken some of them away.
Oh, no, why?
Excellent and very easy recipe. Even I understood it, and I'm really stupid. The other week I was beaten at chess by a two-year-old.
Hang on, I'll go and get my
phone. Go and get your phone, because there was some... Come on, you scumbags. Taking those away. Some fun reviews. I felt lousy this weekend. So I was thinking of getting a Christmas tree. Saturday, I cleaned the house because the builders are gone. I've got a bathroom now. They're coming back in a week to do the ensuite, but I've got a bathroom. I've had a bath. I've had a shower. It's awesome. So Saturday, clean. Sunday, sleep. AA meeting, video games, sleep. And eating a shepherd's pie. Go on, Kath. I said, because I'm glad I screenshotted them. What does it say? These are the reviews for this.
The first one.
No fuss shepherd's pie on the BBC website.
The first one is from Jan Rodak. This recipe good when I made it. I had sex with my wife using a condom. But then 8 months later, my wife told me that she was pregnant. So what I did was that I moved to Scotland and for now I live in a flat making shepherd's pie. Top dish.
And the other one?
Jamie. 5 stars. Great recipe. My neighbour wouldn't shut up about my car parks on his space, so I tried it out and gifted it to him and his family. That shut him up. Effective and efficient way of killing neighbours. Skip step 2 for effect.
So there you go. And they deleted those. Damn you,
why?
BBC. If you want to give us a call tonight, the vibe is very, very loose. Very loose vibe. 3-day week? 4-day week next week? Who knows, if we're lucky. After that, 2 weeks off. The New Year's Eve show? Looking very, very shaky. Very, very shaky.
So no update with
no
that?
No update on that, guys. Come and get it while it's hot. This house of cards is being blown apart. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number. If you want to give us a call about anything... Susan's gone. What a dick.
What?
I was about to go to her and she's gone. Do you want to call her back again and see if she wants to come on? Sorry if we kept her waiting too long. By the way, I'm in the mood to be very honest with a lot of callers. So beware, be warned. You can watch the show tonight, periscope.tv/IanLee. Catherine, what have you brought?
Oh, to the table.
To the table.
Well, I don't want to do a lonely Christmas one yet. We'll save that for after midnight.
Lonely this Christmas.
Did you hear about this Jesus video game?
Oh, yeah, Limmy's going to be playing it soon.
Is he?
Yeah, can't wait. Go on.
A new computer game. This is from the New York Post.
Cannot wait.
A new computer game called I Am Jesus Christ.
Here we go.
Would allow gamers to role play as the Good Shepherd himself. A trailer for the game shows Christ healing a blind man, making fish appear in a bucket, walking on water and ending a storm, all in the first person.
Jesus Simulator 2020.
Corresponding quotes from the New Testament are shown between the video game's biblical recreations. I Am Jesus Christ, which is listed as coming soon on the gaming platform Steam, doesn't shy away from any portion of Christ's life. It ends with a scene of Jesus on the cross. Everyone knows the story doesn't end there. That's the whole point.
Well, everyone
back,
knows,
isn't he?
Everyone knows the story is made up.
Well, but if you're going to
do it right now. Do it with me.
The in-game heart rate nearing empty before cutting to what appears to be his resurrection and the game's title card, where the eye is Jesus's floating body. Have you ever wondered to be like him, capital H, one of the most privileged and powerful people in the world. Don't think he was privileged or powerful at the time.
He was powerful at the time. Fish and stuff, innit?
Reads the game's Steam blurb. Become Jesus Christ, the famous man on earth. In his highly realistic simulation game, pray like him for getting superpower. I don't think this is written in there. Native language. Perform famous miracles like him from Bible. Like casting demons.
Who's him? The cat's father?
Him from Bible. Healing and feeding people, resurrection and more in I Am Jesus Christ.
No, I am Jesus Christ.
The description continues, asking potential players, are you ready to fight with Satan in the desert?
Are you ready for love?
Exercising demons and curing sick people or calm the storm in the sea? A tweet of the game's trailer by entertainment news site IGN has racked up nearly 70,000 reactions, I bet it has, since being posted on Saturday, and plenty of critique from gamers. How is Jesus and all his disciples paler than me, writes one. Ah.
Uh-oh.
I am Catholic, and what the F, tweets another.
Screw you.
The game's developer, Simula M, has previously released a trailer for a game called Priest Simulator. Its listed publisher, Playway SA.
Priest Simulator.
Don't.
Just make your... I'm not going to, but just make your own jokes at home, guys. You win if you avoid jail.
Its listed publisher, Playway SA, has put out a number of realistic simulation games. Well, there you go. They did that.
Remind me of an email I got today from someone claiming to be called Billy from Manchester. We had Rainbow George on the other day and I told him the Bible was all made up. Ian, your anti-Christian... By the way, there's no capitals in this and full stops are in the wrong place. Your anti-Christian hatred and Christophobic racism never surprises me, Ian Lee, but your outbursts of anti-Christian racism last Thursday... Being Christian isn't a race. When Rainbow George was on, just proves what a nasty little bigot you are. But here is a question for you, Mr. Bigot. Would you dare mock Islam and Muslims the same way you mock Christianity and Christians? Would you dare mock the Prophet Muhammad and the Quran the same way you mock Jesus and the Bible? The answer to that is no.
He hasn't been paying attention.
Because you are terrified of Islam and Muslims. You a coward and a Christian-phobic racist. You just pick on one religion because you think they are an easy target, bigot Billy from Manchester. Here's the thing. I have called out homophobic Muslims, and I've got very angry and had arguments with several of them. So that is incorrect. But thing you say about mocking, I don't think I was mocking Jesus when I was talking to George. I do think the Bible is fictional. I think it's bits of it are great works of literature, bits of it are rubbish.
We know that it's been edited over the years, right?
Yeah. I don't think Jesus existed. I don't think the Judeo-Christian God is real. But it did make me think, would I speak the same way about Muhammad and Islam? It did make me think. And I thought about this quite a while today, and I thought, yes, I would. I don't think Muhammad is real. I think the Quran is a work of fiction. I think the Islamic faith is a work of fiction. Like both religions, I think they bring a lot of comfort to a lot of people, and I would never knock that. If it works for you, that's great. But both religions also bring a lot of hatred into the world, a lot of aggression, and I do think both of them are made up and are fictional. So in answer to your question, Billy, yes, I would. I would. I had to consider it. You're right, I had to consider it because there is a little bit of fear. Fear is too strong a word. I had a slight hesitation about being as critical of Islam as I would of Christianity. But also, I was brought up a Christian.
I was going to say, we're so more familiar with it.
It gives me more right... This was a Christian country, and I was brought up a Christian, and I used to go to Sunday school and Wednesday club and a little bit of church. I was sexually abused by people who claimed to be Christians. So I have more of a vested interest in it. I know more about it. So that gives me more of a right to openly criticise Christianity. But yeah, I think both of them are made up. Hope that answers your question, you bell. Good evening, Sam.
Hello, sir.
Yes, sir.
Christophobia, is that a thing? I think I've learned a new word.
No, you haven't. You've learned a made-up word from an idiot.
Yes, it does sound very, very much made up. Good evening, Kath.
Hello,
good
Sam.
Evening, how are we?
What have you got for us tonight?
Do you know what? I'm going to go slightly off-road. I'm going to mine you for information, if you don't mind.
Here we go. You go off-road.
I'm a little bit behind on the podcast, and I've been hearing talk of a 7-inch single that you guys have done.
Oh, baby, 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 it's out there in the wild. We've sold over half of those bad boys. We've sold a lot of them.
So it's not been and gone. I mean, I can
it's not been and gone. If you can't listen, here's two ways to get it, right? If you come to any of our live shows this Saturday, December the 14th, there's only 13 tickets left for our last show of the year. IanLee.com/ That's in London at Putney.
Okay.
But if you we're doing shows next year, but if you can't make it to our live shows, then if you go to IanLee.com/shop/, you have to put the slash in, slash.
Shop/
There are singles and there are pins available for sale there. We've got just over 100 of these singles left. Once these singles are gone, we ain't pressing any more. That's it. So,
what is it exactly?
It's a little. You're probably too young to remember. It's like a bit of plastic. It's a small disc, 7 inches.
No, what's on it?
It's 7 inches. Catherine and I singing.
Well.
You ruined it, Catherine, not me. Stop, please, now, Mr. Postman. Live in concert in Bath.
Oh, OK, and that's actually what it is it?
Oh, suddenly doesn't sound so enthusiastic.
Well, how about the B-side?
B-side is top secret.
The B-side is specially recorded. The B-side is a specially recorded track, especially for this single. It's a gift to all of our listeners. Oh, jeez, flipping heck, man. What are you want to buy it now? Jesus.
You know where he's been sent from? Psycho, Simon Cowell.
Simon Cowell.
He's trying to derail our successful outlet. He's trying to get back Christmas number one when he knows it's a done deal.
Scumbags. There's only about 100 of these singles left. So if you want them, IanLee.com/shop/, or at our live shows. Once they're sold out, they're sold out. Come Saturday, though. Saturday, afternoon show, last show of the year, last show in London for quite a while. Brand new venue in Putney, a much better venue, and I'm really looking forward to that. 13 tickets, IanLee.com/event. If you want tickets for that or any of the shows that we're doing next year, by the way, Birmingham is selling very, very well.
All of a sudden, they've all kicked off, haven't they?
Very, very well indeed. But Saturday, 13 tickets. Let's try and sell out. Maybe buy a ticket for a homeless person. We don't want any of them there. That'll be awful. It's a joke. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call tonight. Tonight is what it's all about. Oh! Thursday night, our election special.
Oh, yeah.
Special guests. I'm hoping, he's not confirmed it yet, but I'm hoping we're going to have Krishnan Guru Murthy on there. I've asked him if I can
DM... How far along are you with the booking?
Well,
though?
I've tweeted him. Normally
I handle all this stuff.
I've tweeted him and I've asked if I can DM him because we'd like to have him on the late night alternative election special. Not on the radio. It's too hot for the radio. Too hot for the radio to handle. It's being streamed online at twitch.tv/IanLee, 9:30, Thursday night. Too hot for the radio. So I've asked Krishnan...
So that's as good as sorted.
Good as... Pretty much. But we've got... an American correspondent who will be talking about the American impact.
From America.
He's going to be live with us in video form. You'll be able to see him and hear him. And I'm thrilled to say he's called in now. Good evening. It's our American election correspondent, Mr. Chuck Winkle. Good evening, Chuck.
Yeah. Out of the way, asshole. Yeah, you move out of the way. Y'all go right away there on the road, son. And you join me in rush hour on my Highway 59. I'm traveling to Tennessee via Romeo, New York.
Okay, from Tennessee.
That's quite a trip.
From Tennessee to New York, or from New York to Tennessee?
Tennessee via New York.
Tennessee via New York on Highway 59. And what is the time of day over there, Chuck?
Well, it's rush hour, so what's rush hour over there for you like?
About, like, sort of between about 5 and 7?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's about 5 or 7, something like that.
Okay. And what's the weather like over there?
It's sunny on the east side, cloudy on the west side, as my grandma used to say. Gotta tell you.
That's just how I like it.
Right.
Yep. Why would she say that, Chuck?
She was a bit throaty.
Okay.
Broody.
I've got to tell you, before we go any further...
Broody grandmother, my God. Yes, sir.
I've had a message from one of you compadres. the name of Dennis Morris or something like that.
Yes?
They've been asking me if I'm going to do an election special on Christmas morning, if I want to say it. Don't know if it's one of you guys on there.
Well, we want you to be on our election special this Thursday night, on the actual night of the election.
Yeah, not Christmas.
And it's not on Talk Radio, it's on our Twitch stream. Will you be able to join us?
I gotta tell you, big looking forward to it. Got a lot of guests from all over the states. Gotta tell you as well, big headlines in Washington, because your election sounds a little bit like erection over here.
Well, it sounds like erection over here as well. They're very similar words. It's just one letter difference. Sounds it's the same language.
Looking forward to it. And I will be there with you right on cue.
OK.
And will you stay up all night?
Well, it will be... what time are you doing the show?
We're going to be doing it 9.30 till 11.30 UK time.
Yeah, 8.30 Eastern time, daylight saving. So... going
to
be all right,
mate. OK, and here's something exciting. Because we're streaming it on Twitch, people are going to get to see you for the first time, aren't they, Chuck?
I'm going to be there in video with my face and maybe even my cheeks.
Oh. OK. Well, we look forward to it.
I'm trying to big it up, talk it up big style. I'm not doing it very...
Don't worry, there's plenty of time, but we're really keen. What is the vibe? Just quickly before we let you go, and we will be letting you go in a second. What is the vibe in America about this Christmas general election?
Ho, ho, ho. Santa's got a present in the bag, and he's saying it's an election.
More insight like that from the great mind of Chuck Winkle on Thursday. Thank you, Chuck.
God bless you. See you Thursday.
Thank you, Chuck. That's going to be happening live, not on the radio. It's too hot for the radio to handle.
Yeah.
Twitch.tv/IanLee. Free. To watch.
We're going to take the rule book and, well, before we throw it, we're going to have a little look at it just to check, and then we're going to rip it up,
free,
throw it away.
Free to watch, and then we'll put it out as a podcast as well. Emma's saying, I think you're on the wrong road, Chuck. Highway 59 is nowhere near New York. Emma, what the hell do you know about the American road system?
Did you last go to Tennessee?
You reported and you're blocked. This is Talk Radio.
Experience the unconventional.
Evening, boss.
The unpredictable.
What's happening?
And the completely unorthodox.
Exactly.
With rule-free Ian Lee. The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got no internet for the last 4 days.
On Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.